With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. America's employers delivered another outpouring of jobs in March, adding 303,000 workers to the payrolls and bolstering hopes the economy can vanquish inflation without succumbing to a recession in the face of high interest rates. Last month's job growth was up from a revised 270,000 in February and far above the 200,000 economists had forecast. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antonio tells the Salem Radio Network, though, the gains were part-time.
We continue hemorrhaging full-time jobs. On net, we're actually losing full-time jobs. We lost several thousand last month. We gained almost 700,000 part-time jobs.
The Foundation's public finance economist, Antonio, says while the percentage of the labor force is still participating, the percentage of the labor force participation rate inched up 62.7%. That's still well below pre-COVID rate.
We're 4 years removed from the onset of the pandemic at this point, and we still haven't even returned to the labor force participation rate we had at the beginning of 2020.
Also at SRNnews.com, the worlds of politics and media emerged today as the Salem Media Group, parent company of SRN News, announced House Speaker Mike Johnson will appear on a new weekly broadcast titled This Week on the Hill. The program will be co-hosted by Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council in Washington. Tom Tradup, our vice president of news, will serve as executive producer.
Under our Constitution, as Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson is just two heartbeats in the line of succession to become President of the United States. We're honored to have Speaker Johnson joining us at Salem to regularly share his views and perspective on the critical issues facing America.
The in-depth look at decision-making in Congress premieres nationally Saturday, April 13th. SRN News. Immigration now having to deal with gender identity.
The Biden administration is changing documents to allow people from foreign countries who are applying for U.S. benefits to describe themselves as male, female, or something else. It's all part of President Biden's vow to allow transgenderism in every aspect of the federal government. The Immigration and Naturalization Service has also been instructed not to seek any documentation that would support a person's application as neither male nor female. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An explicit requirement that Iowa's state, county, and local decision-making bodies be made up of exactly the same number of men and women has been repealed. Christian organizations like the Iowa Family Leader had been urging lawmakers to end the requirement. Governor Reynolds, a Republican who signed the repeal, says the focus for boards and commissions should be on appointing the most qualified people, regardless of gender. This is SRN News. From the world of medicine comes this story that Johnson & Johnson says it's bolstering its medical device division.
Johnson & Johnson is pumping more money into medical technology for coronary care. The healthcare giant says it's spending roughly $13 billion, or $335 per share, in a deal to acquire Shockwave Medical. The California-based company specializes in innovative intravascular lithotripsy, or IVL. That's using sound waves to dissolve calcium buildup in coronary and peripheral arteries. Along with stents, it can improve blood flow. Last year, J&J bought Massachusetts-based Abiomed, which makes surgically implanted heart pumps, as part of the company's new focus after splitting off its consumer health division known for products like Tylenol Band-Aids and Neutrogena. I'm Jennifer King.
Shockwave Medical closed up $6.35 to $326.34 a share. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.